Because you guys had no willpower.
Fucking impossible, dude. It's so impossible. I'm lying to you all.
Oh, no. Damn.
Dude.
I broke down yesterday.
Live relapse.
Hey, Nick.
Buenos dias, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
Chris James in the mother building. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Get up.
Got dogs in the studio.
We back up in here.
Woo.
Coming to you from my living room today, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed.
I'm so scared.
I am the ghost of Florida. Hurricane Ian took my whole family.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry to hear
that. What do you think about this costume, though? Pretty good?
Pretty good. What are you, dead Floridian? Tourist?
Yeah, tourist. I just went to Florida.
You were out there for a week, stayed three months? 2 months?
And then I died.
Yeah.
Died damn. In the flood.
Don't bring your toy at me. And I'm Kayla Lemieux. What's up, everybody? Chilling out here, taking a break from teaching. You know how these guys are.
You do woodwork, right?
Yeah, I'm a shop.
I got some woodwork for you right here.
So do I in my pants still. Who do we got over there, dude? What's this creepy looking thing?
I don't know.
I'm a stick bug.
Hi, stick bug.
I'm Chris James. Follow me online at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes all week long. You guys, I'm going into business for myself.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to start a business, start a restaurant based off of In-N-Out Burger. It's inspired by In-N-Out Burger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's called Suck and Fuck Hot Dog.
Oh. I don't think it's going to take off just like In-N-Out did.
Yeah. I think it's going to be huge. But you can order it little if your jaw's not strong.
All right.
We're all here.
Yeah, we're all here.
It's October.
And we're all kind of queer. All here and all kind of queer.
Speak for yourself, bro.
Yeah, speak for yourself, man. The main actor of Diary of a Wimpy Kid killed his mother last week.
Yo, that was crazy.
Because he didn't want her to see what he was about to do, his mass shooting. Luckily, he killed her, so she doesn't have to deal with, you know, knowing that his son killed her.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Still good.
But Diary of a Wimpy Kid, dude, can you believe it?
I never saw it.
Me either.
Can you elaborate on that, CJ?
Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah. That's a bad move. Dude, would you kill your mom before you went on a mass shooting, or would you let
Absolutely not.
Did he go on a mass shooting, or did he end up
He chickened out. He turned himself in after he killed his mom.
Pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it too much blood, mama?
Oh, he's like, I didn't know killing people would be so hard. Killing your mom would be harder than killing
random people. Jinx.
Jinx, you owe me a joint suicide.
Tell that to my friend Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Hardly know him. All right.
That's crazy.
Next
That's a
topic.
Nice little costume you made, dude.
It is nice.
Thanks. Yeah, dude, I made it myself.
Yeah, we can tell.
I know.
We know that you didn't buy that. Yeah. That's for sure.
Shut up. Shut your whore mouth.
Whoa, dude.
Go to your spot right now. Go to your spot.
Zoinks.
You're abusive, dude.
I'm not abusive, dude. She knows I'm kidding. Look, she's happy. She's wagging her tail.
She's
off
miserable.
Camera. She's wagging her tail.
She's not wagging her tail. They're all laying over there. We have a studio audience. We have three dogs staring at us.
Three dogs.
I'm going to send this message to Nick in post. Cut to me real quick so that I can just get my last on camera mask because I'm taking this bitch off.
All right. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure. Spotify
so
video.
Much,
video watchers really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
The final.
Appreciate it.
Ching. Whoa. Dude, is that a racist camera that you have? Holy shit. That's crazy, dude. That's a racist ass camera that you have.
Bean.
That's hilarious.
It just like whoever you're taking a picture of, it just names the race.
N-word.
Say it, dude. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, come on. It's for comedy.
It's a joke. We're joking.
It is a joke. So the Diary of the Wimpy Kid killed his mom.
Yeah, killed his mom. Point blank.
Is that like the epitome of a wimpy kid?
Yeah, dude. Just killing your mom. That's incel energy, dude.
For sure, dude. That's crazy. How'd he kill her?
I think he sodomized her.
Death by sodomy, dude. Yeah. That's what's up. That's hot.
Death by wimpy dick.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That's all right. I hope he does okay in jail. being a movie star and everything like that. Maybe he will go to the same jail as Shakira. 8 years in jail, dude. Can you believe it?
For what?
For real?
Yeah.
Don't fucking tax do this invasion. To me, dude. Because of her hips?
Yeah, they don't lie.
Her hips lie their asses off.
Taxes.
Shit, dude. No way. Shakira.
Yeah, she's eating some box in fucking women's prison for
oh
sure,
my
dude.
God.
You don't think she'll rule that bitch?
She will rule that bitch, dude.
Yeah, she's going to be.
What is she? Puerto Rican?
She's going to be boss.
What kind of Hispanic is she?
What kind of a South American person is
what
she?
What is she? Is she South American?
I don't know. Can we get a little bio on this?
It says that if she.
She's Venezuelan.
I thought she was charged and convicted.
Let's see. She has a trial. This was from 2 days ago. So it says she's to face tax fraud trial. And if she's convicted, she could face a jail sentence up to 8 years and 2 months.
I misspoke.
As well as a fine of 23.7 million euros.
Oh, shit. Euros?
Yeah.
She's European?
Yeah. No, that's a...
No, that's just how they do it now.
Yeah. That's crazy,
well,
okay, dude.
Well, then she'll be fine then.
Tax evasion, dude. Yeah. Why don't you just pay your taxes?
She's got to pay a lot of taxes, dude. It's not fair.
Fuck taxes, bro. Taxation is theft.
Yeah, dude. Remember when they
okay,
raised
that's
the
what you
prices
do every
on
year?
Tax, on tea? And they all hell broke loose?
Yeah.
And what have we done?
No taxation without having fat tits.
Yeah, no justice, no peace.
Courtesy of the local jail.
That's crazy, dude.
It is crazy. Hope she gets away with it, dude.
I do, too. Yeah. I mean, a lot of other artists have gotten away with it.
Tax evasion?
But some have gone to, I mean, fucking, what's that guy's name? Wesley Snipes went to prison for a
while. Dude, Martha Stewart.
Martha.
Yeah.
Good old Martha.
Who else?
OJ, didn't he do tax evasion? They wanted to put him in jail for that?
Which is so funny because he got away with murder. Yeah. He evaded taxes, too. Damn. Thought he'd get away with it.
Dude,
I never thought
having huge tits would be such like an obstacle on daily routines.
Yeah, they look good. Hers are more droopy though.
Oh, I mean that's a legit prosthetic, like a fucking $500 prosthetic.
Are they really?
I looked it up because I might have bought it for the episode, but
I was talking about that before. We should get some of those prosthetic tits and prosthetic vaginas and stuff.
Oh, you want to just keep them at your house, too, dude?
Yeah, just find a lady, dude.
Come
just
on,
find a nice
bro.
Lady.
Be cool, dude.
Just want to keep them in your closet, dude? Tie them up Jeffrey Dahmer style?
Would you fuck a prosthetic, you think?
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
What, plastic vagina?
Yeah. Or the ass?
I mean, I don't think I'd be able to not. You know what I mean? I'd be horny. I'd be looking at it and be like, whoa, I could just.
It's like hiding one of those things, though. Like, where do you hide that?
I don't know. In the living room? On a
under
shelf.
The couch,
under the couch,
yeah,
be a good spot to hide your butt.
Then you fucking your dog finds it, dude.
23 celebrities convicted of tax evasion.
Let's hear it.
Shoot.
Wesley Snipes, of course, top of the list.
Yep.
Why? Because he's black. Racist.
The situation.
Chink.
Mike Sorrentino.
Take another picture of him, dude. Chink.
Stephen Baldwin.
Of course,
my favorite Baldwin.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Ja Rule. He didn't die.
Oh, that's DMX. My bad, dude.
Daryl Strawberry.
Didn't some like rapper dude? Oh, cool. Coolio just died.
Oh, yeah, Coolio. I know.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. And then okay, we'll go with this. That's
Fat Joe. Much.
Fat Joe. He says the N-word. That's cool.
Joe France. I don't know who this is. Oh, the Girls Gone Wild founder, Joe Francis.
Also says the N-word. Show me your tits.
Lauryn Hill. She's allowed to say the N-word.
Oh, yeah. She is the N-word.
Yeah. Tres dedos. Zoinks. Jeez Louise, too close. You and that camera are getting along quite well.
Sorry, dude. It's different on the other side. When you're a ghost, it's different.
Chuck Berry. I skipped
Chuck
past
Berry.
A few because we're starting to get into
Rudy Doody.
Some real
Rudy.
Some real.
A lot of blacks on that list.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Dolce and Gabbana.
He was a gambler too, right?
Also, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Come on, dude. Fucking quit thinking baseball is such an elite sport. Come on, dude, everybody gambles nowadays. Yeah. How is that illegal?
We'll put the rest of the list down below, folks.
Yeah, hit the link, hit subscribe.
Share it
with
your
a
mom.
Friend, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so Coolio, you're saying there's a conspiracy that he was in some child pedophilia?
First of all...
No, he was investigating.
He was trying to...
First of all, rest in peace, Coolio.
First of all,
R.I.P.,
no.
dude.
Why not?
Because he was a child molester.
Just because nobody RIP'd you yet, no, he was Florida tourist.
They RIP'd me, dude.
You're not getting it, man. He was investigating the child molesters. Yeah, no. That's why he had the child born on his person at the time, dude.
You don't get it.
He was a journalist, dude.
You got to investigate what you're looking into.
Yeah, dude. You
That's
see.
Crazy, dude.
Now, he supposedly, I mean, not supposedly, I did watch a little interview clip where he said, like, he's kind of looking into it, and he's like, the people that might come after me for it better know that I'm not afraid to die.
Damn.
And they were like, oh, well, that's good. Clap.
Yeah. They capped his ass.
Yeah, hit him with that heart attack
that
gun.
That one, too.
The heart attack gun? Is that what they said?
Yep.
Is that what he said, though? Is that how
poison dart frog, dude?
But how did he actually die? Heart attack?
I like think something? It was heart attack.
Interesting.
That, so they say.
Right. I'm trying to get to the details.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get my P's and Q's before I dot any lines. You know what I mean? What sucks, Coolio? Coolio had one good song, at least. Did you have any other songs that were good besides Gangster's Paradise?
The Keenan and Kel intro.
Oh, true.
Hell yeah.
What did that go like?
I can't remember it.
Can you remember it?
No. Why don't we look it up? Pull it up, please.
All right. We'll go below. Click the link below, and that's the.
Friends tell the site. Extra.com or some shit like that, that the rapper suffered from severe asthma and they believe that may have played a role in his death.
He died from asthma like a bitch.
That's some bullshit. The asthma could tie in with initial reports Coolio may have suffered a heart attack. So it's not even conclusive, dude.
Oh,
they fucking
God.
Got his ass for yeah. sure, dude.
They're about as inconclusive as my gender.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Yeah, dude, they totally whacked him.
You think so?
For sure. They don't even know why he died. Oh, maybe yeah, well, it was his asthma.
Yeah, his asthma. Heart
he survived for 59 years with that asthma.
Bruh, he was smoking weed every day. You think that motherfucker had asthma?
I don't think he smoked weed. He was clean.
That's a lie. Whoever told you that. That motherfucker smoked weed every day, inhaling smoke into his lungs. He did not have asthma.
True.
Yeah, you can't get asthma if you smoke weed.
Yeah, duh.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy. You could not do that.
Well, maybe in the black community they can.
Yeah.
Hit the button.
Speaking of rap, dude, at least Newsom finally signed the bill that
for what
they can't use rap lyrics against them as like you know, as evidence. Yeah,
I did hear about that actually.
The same thing that they did in the '60s, so then the classic rock people couldn't be accused of pedophilia.
She was only 13. If you know what I mean. That's crazy.
That is crazy. It is. Yeah. That's a weird. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Should they be able to use evidence of somebody, if they're being that descriptive of how they murdered?
I mean,
somebody,
he's
gang initiative.
That's like OJ's.
Initiation.
That's like OJ's book. If I didn't murder her, but if I did, this is how I did. This is how
true.
I would. You know, it's like shit like that.
Mm.
So it goes along the same lines as that. I think.
Who's that rapper from like maybe 15, 20 years ago now, and he would get really deep into like lyrics and like telling all the kind of, I feel like we've talked about it one time and you listened to him too. I remember it was my,
oh, Brother Lynch.
No,
Brother Lynch gets in there, dude.
Does
with
he?
Some,
yeah, but I mean, he doesn't rap snitch canitch on himself.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He just goes like, pull that Tampax string out and straight put and work.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like embedded in my head.
Like the one I remember was this story of a guy that like had to fuck somebody to get in, and it was like a chick with a bag on her head on the roof somewhere, and like it turned out to be his mom or something like that.
Mortal Technique.
Yeah, that's
is that what it was?
Technique.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's, gotcha. I don't think he's rap snitching on himself. I think that was
just talking about the street
story.
That's Dance with the Devil, dude. That was a dope ass song.
If you're going to dance with the devil, you ain't going to dance again.
Ooh, I'd rather have a last dance with Mary Jane.
I tried to have a last dance in Florida, dude. I was just having a time of my life, and then the fucking hurricane wiped my family away.
You didn't even look at the weather report.
Well, that's true.
Oh, man.
That's facts.
That is facts.
Let's see. We're just going through all my bullet points, and then my last thing is, do you have something? Are you pulling something up over there, or are you just playing on your phone?
I couldn't believe how upset you were about the Little Mermaid being black, dude.
I wasn't upset. I'm just saying Lizzo better play Ursula, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Oh shit, for real, huh?
Yeah, if there's somebody in Little Mermaid that's black, it's definitely the lobster and Ursula.
And Ursula.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Ursula looks like my grandma though.
Does she?
Yeah, what? From the cartoon. She looks just
appropriate.
Like
your grandma's thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she have them tentacles?
You know it, boy.
What are you playing, dog?
Yeah, what are you
the
playing?
The Keenan and Kel?
Yeah.
Oh. Gonna get copywritten.
It's all right, dude. It's really not even.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, I would... I would definitely say Coolio rocks, but doing this Keenan and Kale theme song shit, definitely... He fucked some kids, dude. You know what I'm saying?
True, he's part of Nickelodeon.
Oh, maybe it's
the Dan Harmon. What's his name? Dan.
Maybe he's feeling guilty, yeah, dog. So he was like,
because Nickelodeon is definitely like some pedophilia. Yeah. On that pedophilia tip, dude.
We've talked about like the his foot fetish thing on here before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so Dan
I mean, Harman, the logo. His name is.
The yeah, logo. He had a goddamn fucking... pool in his backyard. That was a foot.
I know, man. So,
like that YouTube video showing all the weird like clips of him putting ketchup and licking off people's feet and. So oh, yeah. Crazy.
That shit is so
there's
weird.
Absolutely plenty of evidence that that guy's a total creep.
That is such a weird and fetish.
Let he's us, still let working,
us,
isn't he?
Let us know in the comments what you think about this Keenan and Kel intro and whether or not it implicates Coolio and pedophilia.
I don't know, dude.
That's how we get out of the copyright.
That's how we get out of the copyright. Yeah, let us know that's in the true. Comments.
See, now it's commentary.
Yeah, let us know in the comments, you fucking dykes.
Whoa, dude.
That's my camera.
What a great excuse. What a good excuse.
The camera has a life of itself.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Hell yeah.
I'm wearing all my wife's clothes right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yoga pants,
hot.
Shirt,
you,
does
underwear.
Does it make you horny?
You're wearing her underwear too?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I mean, you got to be, it's method acting, dude. You know what I'm saying? You so got to be in the underwear. Role. What?
What? So it's not really your underwear. Prove it.
No, I can't because I stuffed my butt. I have sorry. Implants.
That's fine. I can smell her underwear from here, dude.
That's true, dude. That's
true. What smell like sauerkraut?
Do you want to talk about a bad smell? We had a nice from the HelloFresh, not sponsored by the podcast, of course. We had a nice. It was their harvest menu: scallops and a butternut squash risotto last night.
Oh, did it just stay out too long?
Well, no, we didn't take out the garbage. And literally, when I walked in today, I threw up instantly. My apartment. It was good that we didn't do it in my apartment because it fucking. Reeks, dude. So bad. Oh. That's so fuck great. You, HelloFresh. Yeah. Jews.
Whatever, dude. It's your fault. You fucking idiot.
It wasn't my fault, should've dude. Throw the trash my fiance out. Should have thrown out the trash. It's crazy.
True. Well, she's got pregnant brain.
A homeless guy was defecating and was throwing the defecation at you.
That's what it smelled like.
Yeah. And probably that was probably smelled better, dude. It was terrible.
Shout out to Heineken, dude. These double O's, zero alcohol.
It's crazy. Coors is 00 too.
Sober October, dude.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
I feel all right.
What, how 5 days?
Oh, geez Louise, what happened? This is a leather couch, dude. Come on.
Do you feel all right? Because yesterday you were like, I fucking hit my wife, dude.
Well, that's true. Dude, that was off air, first off. Okay.
Is it okay to hit your wife?
I mean...
If you don't leave any marks.
Spooky. No, it's completely not okay to hit your wife, dude. Okay.
I just want to know before I get it
I don't condone.
So I probably shouldn't follow through with the engagement.
Oh, hit her with what?
Yeah, can you throw things at her?
You can hit her with that I love you, dude.
Romantic,
dude. These tits are bothering me.
Yeah, but how are you feeling, though? Sober 5 days?
I feel good.
Done for a long time.
Don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it, Dyke. I feel good. I've been starting with the crazy dreams.
Yeah.
The weed and the beer or alcohol isn't the hard part.
This is the vape.
It's just the vape.
So you're and this is the same way. Like you're cutting vape after this, obviously. After 30 days, you're not going to go back to one or you're going to
get. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking. It's hard.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
isn't
dude, it's
that
fucking
indicative of the fact that maybe you should not go back to it.
I want
to
suck your indicative.
I know, sorry, dude, but it's just so fucking hard to
live with the family, dude, and
just
have a house and like when you can just have a sweet
it's
kind of
really
nicotine in your
fucking
pocket.
Fucking impossible, dude. It's so impossible. I'm lying to you all.
Oh no. Damn.
Dude,
I broke down yesterday.
Live
dude.
Relapse on air. Dude.
I broke down yesterday.
live relapse.
I like how you're all sober October, but I'm still vaping and I'm drinking non-alcoholic beers.
That's not breaking the alcohol rule.
Yeah, give me a break.
We've discussed this before, and I haven't smoked marijuana.
That's like being a vegan and eating an Impossible Burger, dude. It's like, why are you...
Which is clear.
Why are you substituting... The thing you're not supposed to be eating.
Why are you attacking my friend?
Shut up for a second.
For something that looks and feels just like it.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Because.
Why not just eat the thing?
Dude, I wanted to do this and be amongst my friends and have the camaraderie of hanging out, having a couple beers, even though I'm faking it, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I wanted, all right?
And now you make me
feel bad. All this estrogen running through my...
Yeah, dude. You're faking a lot of things right now, dog.
No, yesterday I went and played golf, and the whole round, I was like, I'm good. And then towards the end of the round, which surprisingly I didn't smoke.
So you golfed about something again. Also, insult to injury.
Yeah.
One habit you can quit.
not inviting me to things.
Surprisingly, I usually have a couple of brewskis while I golf.
Surprisingly.
And yesterday I didn't, and I was just fucking fiending bad, dude. Damn. I broke.
First of all, that word is fiending. You keep writing fiending and fiend.
Yeah, because I'm saying it with Ebonics, dude.
Oh, okay.
He's Canadian.
I'm fiending, bro.
My bad.
I'm fiending, bro. I'm Canadian.
I just whited on you, dude. I just whited
you
out.
Yeah, fucking try to white-splain me.
I didn't mean to white-splain, dude.
Shit.
CJ always white-splaining over here, dog.
That's why he doesn't invite me to things.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah,
well,
you want some?
Nah,
it's really good.
What flavor is it?
Cool mint, doggy. Take a rip. Take a rip ski, dude.
I have COVID, but.
Huh. Me too.
You have COVID, but?
I have COVID, but.
See, this is a good one.
That's a good one.
Whatever you were smoking last time was gay. I know. Was that super, ginger something?
Yeah, some ginger snaps.
Got spike protein farts, dog. COVID, but.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so hard, dude.
It is hard. I'm actually like.
And I'm going into like. Overseeding season at work, which is like my long ass hour days.
Is that like estrus? You go into overseeding season, dude. You start producing extra spermy wormies.
Yeah, overseeding, extra seed. Penny, knock it off. Leave his ear alone.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done the sober challenge for a long time. We did. That's kind of started the show, honestly. This podcast, and I know I've committed to saying I'm going to do it in January. I know I'm going to do it. I'm like kind of dreading it. I'm kind of afraid. Honestly, because I do think it's going to be hard, but I know it's good that it's going to be hard.
Well, it's also like the last couple times that we've done it, like we've broken.
I know. Exactly. Yeah.
Because you guys have no willpower.
I know.
We don't.
I know. It's 100% true.
Yeah. We're not denying it.
I'm not denying it.
Well, you think you're better than us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take a picture of him.
Fag. Like. Yeah.
Man, it's
tough.
Yeah. But. It is what it is, folks, you know, and I'm four. This is the fourth, yeah?
Yeah, so four days
in, no weed.
That's pretty good.
Four days in.
4 day relapse.
Cool. 4 day, no weed, no alcohol, and I'm doing a 30-day challenge.
Of porn.
Semen retention.
Really?
Semen retention.
Oh, no fap or no sex whatsoever.
No sex. I already deprived my wife of it. She wanted it last night. I didn't give it to her.
You just said that she gave you a blowjob last night.
He didn't finish.
Yeah, but I didn't come.
Yeah, he didn't finish.
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
I can edge as long as I want.
That'd be wild, dude.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me what?
That you didn't come.
Yeah, well, you don't believe a lot of people.
It's crazy to me that people could not come from a blowjob.
I've been there.
That's wild.
That you couldn't come from a blowy?
Yeah.
I need to be
because
like,
they don't know what they're doing. Like, are they not doing the tricks?
A little bit of that and
a little bit of... A brisk wind will fucking make me blow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, a good
blowjob. I'm not a quick comer.
I'm sensey. Mm-hmm. I'm sensey down there.
I jerk off too much to...
That's
yeah,
true.
You death gripped your cock to fucking lose sensation.
Yeah, and I also need to be like emotionally invested in the situation.
So maybe a plastic vagina wouldn't be good
for
you.
That sounds actually, yeah, that doesn't sound good.
I mean, I can imagine that you'd it's never be attached able to a woman I'm in love with.
You'd never be able to come with a plastic vagina.
Or a man, you know.
Well, would it be a vagina?
It could be a vagina, nope. a plastic vagina attached to a man.
Would you date a man?
If he had hot tits.
Okay.
What's up,
Hispanic?
He's looking at me.
Even though he has no willpower.
I'm Canadian. Yeah.
He'll get on his knees real quick, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
pretty sweet.
I'm quick.
Yeah, but yeah, that blows my mind, dude. Getting a blowjob without coming, that's crazy.
I heard about that in like high school, and kids would be like, "Well, yeah, man, it just took like 45 minutes."
I know. I'm
just like, dude, what the fuck?
Like, you're gay.
Yeah, for real.
You need a man to suck your cock then or something. So you're, or the girl's just like
inexperienced.
Like licking it like ice cream. Even licking like an ice cream cone would probably do it for me though too, honestly.
Oh, dude, the what's that called? Frenulum?
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 I don't know.
The little piece of skin that
attaches from the,
head to the shaft.
Dude, when they fucking
if you're watching the show and you need blowjob tips, work the frenulum. It's really where the orgasm
frenulum?
Is. Frenulum?
I would say the balls.
I mean, the balls are important, but the balls attached to the frenulum. There's a...
Oh, okay, you know, gotcha. Oh, that makes sense.
The seam of the balls is basically the same area of skin.
Yeah, dude. Especially when, like, they got nails and they just... Ooh.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right under the testes.
Yeah, once you're with somebody for a while and they know what you like to,
this one chick that I hooked up with a few times a while back, she was...
A dude.
You had sex with a dude.
Nah, she was good with the blowies, and that was part of it. Is she would hold her like hand like right here, and as she's blowing,
rubbing up caressing on the balls, the nuts,
and it's
blap. Oh yeah,
just blap.
Just blap.
Is that the sound you make when you come?
Yeah, dude. Blap blap
blap blap. Blap blap. I'm gonna put two in your blap blap.
We're getting carried away. It's October, you guys.
It's October. Sober October. Sober October for me, you fucking degenerates.
I never said I was going to do it, and he's not doing anything.
I've been sober for like 6 months.
No, you're smoking marijuana.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Congratulations, dude.
You haven't noticed I haven't smoked weed on the podcast in like
I rarely notice whatever you're doing.
I feel like you've taken a puff or two.
Maybe a couple weeks ago, I think I took like one hit.
Yeah.
But generally, no, I'm not
sober
smoking.
Sober Sally over here, dude.
I'm getting shit done, doggy.
That's good for you, dude.
Yeah, that's good for you. We're proud
of you. Proud of you.
Appreciate it.
You owe me a kiss.
You weren't even going in for it.
No, I don't want to kiss
you. I'm so scared.
I'm in a committed relationship.
Me too.
At the moment.
I'm married. Just fucking kiss me.
Well, somebody kiss me. Yeah. All right, enough on that tangent. Next chapter. If you look at our YouTube, there's bookmarks of all the stuff we talk about, so you can skip ahead to this part. This is
timestamps.
Elon Musk, Tesla, gives a preview of his new robot. Did you guys see that?
Yeah. No, I didn't see it.
It just did like what they called a dance, even though it was just like some.
Yeah, it's kind of moving.
Wait, the car was dancing?
No,
I know like the cars do dance.
Robot. It's a robot they're going to sell. I think it's like $20,000 or something like that.
What's the other company? Robot company? The bio. Biotronics.
Biotronics.
No.
What is that? Yeah, that one's crazy. It's like that's a dog.
That's the dog. That's the robots, dude. They were doing parkour.
And,
I saw a video of them doing parkour, dude.
That was a fake video.
It was not fake.
That was a fake video.
It was not fake.
That was a fake fucking video.
How do you know?
Because I fucking did my research, dude, and read
it. Oh, yeah, and you don't know the name of the company, you fucking idiot.
I know. It's a long time ago, dude. I smoke and drink a lot.
Talking about Boston Dynamics.
Boston Market. That place sucks, dude.
Yeah.
My older sister used to like that place when we were kids.
Oh, that
Boston
place
Market
blows.
Has the best macaroni and cheese.
That's
though.
Such a lie. Who lied to you?
Who touched
name,
you when you were a kid?
Name a better mac and cheese from like
Kraft,
a drive-thru.
A box. Kraft.
From
mac
a drive-thru place or anywhere.
Drive-thru.
Canes has pretty good mac and cheese.
No, dude.
Canes is mac and cheese.
Okay, I just named one and
Canes
you said
it's not better.
It's
not better.
Really? I don't know.
I think it's name. Okay.
Chick-fil-A is
also churches. No, they don't.
Churches
chicken.
Churches macaroni and cheese. Wow. Great macaroni and cheese.
What are you, poor?
No.
Are you
you're
going
poor
to Boston
black
Market,
kid,
dude?
Yeah.
That's poorer
Boston
than
Boston Market has the best mac and cheese, dude. It's spiral noodles, fucking delicious.
Mm.
Oh,
it rivals
you ruined
Kraft,
it with
dude.
Spiral noodles.
No,
yeah,
you don't
know
what you're talking about, dude.
You're the one mentally spiraling. I'm doing great.
Yeah,
I've been all over the news this past week.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. I heard that.
Out, dude.
On that note, I heard that might be like the opposite of what it looks like. So that person may have gotten in trouble for being anti-woke, essentially. And so his response to that was to quote unquote transition, wearing a wig and huge, gigantic, exaggerated tits.
Yeah.
as a way of so that if they do fire him, he can even
that's genius.
It's because I'm trans. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that to my job.
And sue. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go and trans.
You're like, I burned my tits off in the kitchen.
I got to
go. As long
home.
As you fillet fish properly, we don't give a fuck what you are.
That's true, dude. But I would be a hot trans, I feel like.
I think you would, too.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments who's got the best mac and cheese in the drive-thru game.
I mean, you're wrong. That's all we know.
I'm definitely not wrong.
We know that.
You guys haven't even had it.
Okay, where else have you had mac and cheese from a drive-thru?
Yeah, where else, CJ?
Exactly. I mean, I've had mac and cheese from, like, steakhouses that's not as good.
Steakhouses doesn't know how to
market?
Yes. I'm telling you, dude.
There's some kind of nostalgia thing.
Boston Market, no, it's not a nostalgia thing.
It's definitely nostalgia.
They have two things that are good. It's macaroni and cheese and cornbread. Everything else is whatever. Their meatloaf is okay. The mac and cheese and the cornbread, on point. I'm telling you.
When's the last time you had this?
I used to eat it a lot when I was working. Like,
that didn't answer the question.
When I was in my 20s. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Still doesn't answer the question.
It's been a while
since I had Boston Market and the cornbread. I can't remember. The mac and cheese was spiral.
That dude like a like a legit fucking extreme right wing MAGA dude.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
Don't speak Spanish in my concerts. That's sick.
That's wild, dude.
That's awesome. He doesn't speak Spanish. Why are you there?
Puta madre.
Yeah, he said, "Get your fucking." What are they barking at?
My wife can't see me like this. Are they home?
You told her not to come home. She comes home, throw a can at her.
I'm panicking now.
Uh-oh. Just breathe.
Ooh, dude, keep breathing like that.
Keep breathing. Like that.
I can't come from blowjobs. I'll come from that.
Damn.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
But anyways, yeah, that robot, it's like, I don't know, it's pretty, awesome. It's interesting. It's the interesting Tesla to see him. Yeah, the Tesla one.
I still felt, as I was watching that I was looking at an inanimate object. I couldn't grab any sense of self from it. You know what I mean? I couldn't apply
it. I didn't even see the video.
Like,
can we look it up?
Independent or autonomous thing.
Yeah.
It still looked like a robot.
For sure. But I mean, just even having a robot, like I think they said that mostly can carry boxes and do just some manual.
Was it like Ex Machina looking thing or what?
No, not even.
No, it looks like the Boston Market.
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. Spirals. Yeah.
The Boston Dynamics, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that.
It looks like that. It's just
same kind of feel. But as a human body.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Have you guys seen those like delivery robots? The ones that like deliver Uber Eats and all that shit? It's like a little cart. It's like a cooler on wheels. And it just like delivers shit. But I've seen videos of like people, just hoodlums, knocking them over and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's why it's never going to, you know, be a thing. Yeah. What is this? Let me see this shit. I gotta take my glasses off.
Get over here, tits.
Elon Musk is debuting a prototype, and ABC's Deirdre Bolton has more.
Introducing Optimus, Elon Musk's long-anticipated humanoid robot. Musk and the Tesla team unveiling the robot at Tesla's 2022 AI Day.
It's literally the first time the robot has operated without a tether.
The 5'8" prototype walking on stage and waving to the audience. And even busting a move. The bot running with the same hardware makeup as Tesla's autopilot system, fully equipped with advanced human-like qualities.
It's going to do everything that a human brain does, processing vision data, making split-second decisions based on multiple sensory inputs, and also communications.
The Tesla and SpaceX CEO says he hopes Optimus will fundamentally transform civilization, one day handling tasks thought to be boring, repetitive, or downright dangerous. But others who witnessed the demonstration saying this early prototype falls flat and didn't demonstrate any
basic.
Stupid.
Well,
unskilled.
My wife won't
Hispanic.
Have a job.
Well, none of us will.
You won't have a job for sure.
Whatever, dude. That thing can't dig a hole.
That's like exactly what it's for.
No, it's not going to be able to dig a hole, dude.
Machines,
you didn't even know what it was
great.
5 seconds ago. Now you know everything about it.
Joke's on you. I knew along this whole time.
You knew along.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're a liar, dude.
I'm a liar, liar, so pants on fire.
That's craps.
Liar,
that's
liar.
Our herpes.
Tits on fire.
All right. Well, we did all my topics, so but I prepared this time. So you guys,
that's nice, dude.
I got off of the reels, dude. I've been actually, you know, if I have spare time on my phone, I'm looking at news. So there you go.
Nudes?
News.
You're looking at nudes?
No, dude. I'm looking at, if I look, well, if I have the urge to look at nudes, I look at my fiance's nudes, okay? I say, can you send me a picture of your tits?
Do you have those?
I have a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
I think people used to do that. I remember
she's
like
young, dude. She's from,
right, that's true. I was gonna say. Yeah. I remember doing that in high school and shit, but like,
yeah.
You don't ask your wife for nudes?
No.
It's sick, dude. I'm like, if I'm having a bad day, I'm like,
that's sad.
Like, why is that sad? Pictures?
It's a bummer.
Yeah, because then you're looking at Instagram reels and Pornhub and
no, because
Dykes R Us and
Dykes R Us is
trans. Dykes R Us.
It doesn't qualify as a porn
site. XL.
All right. And the porn blocker doesn't catch
Dykes.com.
Dykes.com is an educational site, dude.
Yeah, it really is.
Dykes.com.
Dykes. no, because then I'm more excited to discover her body when we're in the bedroom, being intimate. Instead of just like whacking off to fucking set of tits. Anybody
I'm
can do that.
Whacking off to it. It's a nice little cheer me up. Well, it's like, oh, that's
yeah,
sick.
I think it's the opposite of the point you're making.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Because if you're like, again, send me a pic of yourself, like that's, you're like, I'm titillated by you. You know what I mean?
Titillated.
You know what? Actually, dude, Boston Market's mac and cheese is awesome. Fuck you, Pedro. It's making a lot of sense, dude. Yeah. You're telling me robots can't dig holes and you're telling me that.
Can we see that can real quick? Can you turn around and show us your keister, bro? Not that can.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. This can?
Yeah, I just want to see it again
quick. No, dude, you're going to sexualize
me. Come on,
me.
Bro.
Yeah, save it for later in the bedroom. Yeah,
we're being intimate.
Send me
you
picture,
can titillate
dude.
Me.
Can't believe
it's
you
too much work. It
can't believe you wouldn't show me your butt. It's
I twerked earlier.
No, that's fine.
I twerked earlier.
He did that's totally
to Coolio, which is pretty sweet. A nice snow bunny twerking to fucking. Can a Mexican be a snow bunny? No, probably not, huh?
No, it's like a brown bunny or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a
a Mexican?
Mud bunny.
Mud bunny. Yeah, you're a mud bunny.
I'm a mud bunny.
On the note of Elon Musk, did you see when you were in your, I know you didn't see it, you trans?
Yeah.
Wow. So offended. Go ahead.
Zelensky was like a cunt to Elon Musk. Because,
is that the girl that gave Bill Clinton a blowjob?
Zelensky, yeah. Monica Zelensky.
Monica Zelensky. the president of Ukraine.
I know,
oh, yeah, sorry,
dude.
He put that Twitter poll on, right?
Huh?
He did that Twitter poll. And you're pissed off.
Basically, yeah. Well, because first Musk said we should probably try and find a route toward peace instead of continuing to escalate this before a nuclear war happens.
Yeah.
And so for that, he is now a Russian propagandist, even though he spent $80 million getting Starlink over Ukraine so that they could have internet during the crisis. But immediately, as soon as he calls for peace, he's the enemy and Zelensky shits on him like a fucking cunt, dude.
Well, peace is gay.
Yeah, dude. We're all about war. We're good at war.
That's how we get
money. You know why? Because we practice.
Mm-hmm.
We do practice.
It's all we spend our money on.
Yeah, dude. What are we, 200 years old, and we've had 10 wars? 10 major wars? 20 major wars?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Keep guessing. This is why you teach woodshop.
You dumb bitch.
That's a sick class, honestly. I never took chemistry, so I took material science instead, and we fucking... Did shit with wood, stained glass. I blew glass. I did.
Yeah, you blew the teacher too.
No, he didn't, dude.
Yes, he did.
I made a ring, dude. I made beads. I did all kinds of cool shit. It was sick. I missed that class. Shout out to material science. Just because you're not in chemistry doesn't mean you're an idiot. It just means you're either Mexican or a dumb white kid.
Zoinks!
I'm scared.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, good times, good memories, dude.
Now, Woodshop was cool, dude. Mr. Klee, dude, at North Canyon High School, dude.
Sure,
shout out.
Appreciates the shout out. Mr. Klee's like, yeah.
Now that I think about it, he had a, like, cuck energy.
Why is that? I think most Woodshop teachers are cucks.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
He's like, I made this paddle the other day for my wife to smack it.
Now, he's like, I made this birdcage for my dick when she fucks a black guy.
This fucking chastity belt.
Making fucking bird, not bird cages, but.
Bird.
Courtesy of the local jail.
Bird. Making birdies on the course, baby. Hey!
All right. Hit that vape pen again, dude. Can't believe you did that, dude.
I did
disappointed
it.
Disappointed in
you. That's okay.
Is that your last one or not even close?
You know what? Do you know what the difference is between this one and the other, and like
tastes
before?
Better.
Before, yeah. The other one flavor wasn't good. No, I've been moderating this so much more.
You hear that? CJ's been moderating it.
Is that, oh, yeah. Is that a word? I mean, not on the pod, obviously, but like I don't hit it as often as I mean, dude.
No, sure you don't.
Okay. Yeah. Why am I even telling you guys this?
I'm curious how long
say.
My
how could we?
My lad's gonna stay off of it.
You lied about your sobriety. You lied about your gender.
You lied about drinking on the job.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm
a liar.
Curious.
Okay. I'm a liar.
I'm curious.
You're like, really nailing that passive aggressive feminine energy, though.
I'm going for it. I'm going. It's all in or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, do you remember that? It was a book and a TV show, like The Jersey.
Sure.
It's like you would put on this jersey and then you like became that athlete. Like
Yeah.
So basically he'd put on his wife's clothes. And like he's like getting that energy. I loved those books when I was a kid though. Yeah. They'd like have this old jersey hanging around somewhere. They like put on the jersey. Then they like, it would basically like time lapse them and like they would jump into like this scenario. It's pretty sick.
Was that like at Monday Night Football Club?
Sounds gay as fuck,
dude. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. They would trade the jersey and stuff like that. No, sick. Mm. Good, what did you read when you were a kid?
Anamorphics. What was
Anamorphs
it called?
Were sick. Anamorphs. Yeah.
Anamorphs was pretty good.
You're kind of like a modern day anamorph.
Modern day anamorph.
A manamorph.
Oh, name of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I read those when I was a kid. I also read like the, what's those two fucking brothers, dude?
Did you read Captain Underpants?
Oh, yeah.
Captain Underpants.
Of course, Captain Underpants was.
Those are so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I loved doing.
They're so easy to read. Too.
I know. Yeah. They were so easy to read. That's what made them fun.
I know.
It's a little white kid and a black friend. I was like, this is sick.
Yeah. It's dope. I wish like, I had that.
Me too. I was wanting a black friend.
My parents won't let me.
Me
you guys
either.
Didn't have a black
get
friend.
That out of here.
Get that book out of here. No.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Wow.
Not very ladylike. That was ladylike. I mean, like,
that was ladylike. Yeah.
Very quaint.
That was a black.
You ever sniff? You guys like the scent of your own?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No? I don't mind mine either. Dude, this morning.
That motherfucker is nasty.
Okay. This morning. I
like to jizz on my sheets and sleep in it. And my farts smell good, and I put boogers on my couch.
Well, maybe I don't masturbate 6 times a day, so it doesn't seem like the kind of chaos that you were imagining.
You stop shooting at the third one anyway.
No.
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 You keep shooting 6 straight?
You shoot blanks at any time? You don't at least shoot a little liquid out or something?
It's such a pathetic little dribble that comes out that I don't even count it as a shoot.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Mm. If you masturbate quite a bit. But
yeah.
I like to...
I mean, I was 13
That's why I like
once.
Not masturbating. You hold those lips when you let go, dude. It feels good.
Yeah, ropes. The third time you just edge it for like 10, 20 minutes, half hour.
Because you can't come.
Hour 45.
Hour 45?
Whatever it takes.
Your dick's like, please not.
Yeah.
That's way too long, dude. I think, didn't you say that one time you like looked at like for an X amount of time, like hours or something?
I've definitely jerked off for multiple hours.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's
to
what
me.
Before.
What's the longest you think you've done? Like, masturbate?
7 hours.
Probably 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, I'd say about the same, probably.
Really?
Half of it is probably just looking for the proper video.
Yeah. But then are you stroking as you're doing that?
Light. There's some light.
You just kind of go for a little bit.
There's some light
back
stroking.
Off, stroke for a little bit, back off.
Tug on
that's
the balls.
That's so
maybe.
Long.
You got nothing to do, Doug. It's your day.
Yeah. You're in your mid-20s. You live at home.
I still think like 20 to 30 minutes is long because I've ever like... been scrolling.
Yeah, you know, porn. You're like early 30s, you know?
Yeah, but you didn't start jerking off till you were 14, dude. You're not like a... You're
maybe.
Not the standard metric, you know what I mean?
I guess that's true, yeah. Hmm. Well,
yep. So it is.
Now you guys know. Now you folks at home know.
Yeah.
First time I jerked off, blood came out.
Really?
I popped my own cherry, yeah.
That's scary.
That's concerning, actually.
Well, should I go to the doctor?
That would freak me out.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
yeah, you should go to the doctor.
So
when I was 14, I jerked off and blood came out, dude. Am I dying?
It was like a bottle cap in a way. You know what I mean? It's like holding all the semen in for so long.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was weird. I didn't even feel like it. I was like,
I remember the first time I dribbled something out. Because, I mean, I was masturbating like early in my life.
Yeah. In front of your grandparents.
Next room, maybe. But
it's a weird thing to like masturbate when like you have family around.
Yeah, everybody's like, over. It. Oh yeah, a sneak bait.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's nice. I remember those good old days.
You still do it when your family's in the other room.
No, I don't. I don't pleasure myself anymore.
Since what? 4 days?
Three and a half. No, sober October, dude.
Okay.
He sure is.
No, but I remember, because like I was masturbating before I even knew what masturbating was. Right?
Yeah.
Have we gone over this?
Weird. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So like I just knew this thing brought me.
Do you have fetishes?
A sense of euphoria.
Do you have a fetish?
You know what? I've kind of gotten into feet over the years.
Really?
Not like a strict. You know? Oh my god! I see somebody's but soul, like, and I'm just like, I like a nice foot.
I don't mind how I do kind of like the weird tang of feet when you lick them or eat them.
Sounds like you have a bigger foot fetish than
I don't
mine.
Have. Yeah, no, sure. I appreciate every inch of the body, dude.
Oh, you, of course you do.
Yeah. Got it. They make love, dude.
Yeah. And what is that?
But I wouldn't say I have a foot fetish at all.
Do you have any kind of fetish?
Me? Yeah. Well, not like.
Yeah, ball busting
you like
fetish?
You like to choke? You like to.
No, not anything like that. I mean, there's certain things like being tied up and that are hot. You know,
oh, yeah. Like you like to be tied up. You like to
either
tie
way
up.
Blindfolded. That shit's hot. But like that's just it's just fun.
That's just
it's,
playing.
That's
around,
just playing.
Dude.
It's
yeah,
like
it's not a kink.
It's not like what. But like I would say
it's definitely a kink.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
shut up, CJ.
I don't
you
know.
Can't just be. It's not a kink if you like to tie someone up. Like you're saying it as if it's hey, everybody. That's part of sex.
I mean, for
right,
a lot
but
of people,
it's not like every time. It's just like sometimes it's yeah. fun to kind of like, hey, throw a blindfold on or like, tie, like you yeah. know what I mean. So it's not like yeah. that. I wouldn't say like that's a kink of mine. I would say my kink or like the thing is like that weird. It's a texture thing. It's like that. Like it's like the almost
the
furry. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like even like when I see those sweaters that are like very like I don't even know like the material like fleece kind of
like rabbit wool
like or
rabbit.
Even like those like old rabbit. Prostitutes like those boas like those like. That kind of shit, or like when you see like Mrs. Claus laundry has like that fur around, like mm-hmm. for whatever reason, that shit like turns me on. Mm. And like, and even like if I did like look at porn, I don't like looking at porn like if girls don't have pubic hair.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, that's girl. Like, it doesn't turn me on at all. Mm. I mean, it does a little bit. I'm like,
does
I
it
doubt,
turn you off?
I would say it turns me off. I'm just like, where's fucking little bit of. Bush action yeah, or
there's
something.
There's that landing strip.
Yeah, or something, dude. I'm yeah. just like, come on.
For me, it's more of the feel as far as the pubes are concerned. I like to, like,
find oh, it's hot. Yeah.
Playing
yeah.
around
oh, yeah,
down there,
for
like,
sure.
to, like, scratch it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
so when you ask a girl
it, you
know? To, like, rub your fingers through their hair, you're not talking about their head.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's all, rub your fingers through my hair. I'm like,
yeah. So that would probably
just
be
pluck
my,
a couple while you're there.
Which that's what I'm saying. I could have been a furry if I would have went down the wrong path at some point.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I don't know. Cause that, is that the same kink that they have, or are they just really into this weird like dress up anime?
I think
different
it's a dress
world
up thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have that at all. But like, I will see like certain like literally like sweatshirts. I'm just like, that's fucking hot for some reason. It's weird. I've always had that.
Yeah, I think bodily, like certain bodily fluids for me.
Really?
Yeah, like pee or something like that.
No,
for I like real? That. Yeah,
I cannot get into that.
You're fucking around, really?
Getting peed on?
Yeah, dude. Not
I totally
at all.
Do.
I get peed on, but I—that's your kink. Are you're fucking around, right?
That grosses me out.
I mean,
no, he's not fucking
what
around.
What do you mean?
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Like watching it, or you want to be peed on?
Whatever's
or
clever,
on
doggy.
Damn, that's cool.
Whatever floats my that's boat, cool. Just like your fur fetish.
That's not weird. That's weird, dude. I'm kink
pretty
shaming.
Weird.
Why is it weird?
Why is being weird?
What's weirder, CJ? Be the judge.
Getting pissed on.
Okay, thank you. See? What if we're getting pissed on with like a nice like fleece?
Ooh,
oh,
dude.
We can
both
time.
Be coming, dude.
That's so much grosser even, dude.
Yeah, true. Really lock in
sticks,
the smell.
Yeah.
It'd be like my bed sheets a couple years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, that's yeah. crazy. What about you, CJ?
Yeah, what's your kink, dude? Besides little boys being tied up and shoving nails up their ass.
In your basement.
Good one, dude.
Albert Fish. Shout out. One of my favorite serial killers. OG.
Speaking of serial killers, dude, have you all seen the Dahmer doc?
No, we haven't.
Or biopic?
I think I'm gay, dude, because like a chick telling me that she loves me will make me come, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about a guy telling you that he loves you?
I mean, I'll hang out with him. We can read books.
No, I'm weirdly the same, like, that I love intimacy so much. So, like, I do know, like, deep in, like, my porn and jerking off days, I would, like, watching sometimes them just, like, making out and, like, grabbing each other.
Oh, so, yeah.
I would jizz to that.
Like, spit.
Just... No, like, literally, just like them making out, like touching each other. I'm like,
that's what I mean by bodily fluids.
That would fucking make me come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you dude, yeah, you mean like spitting in their mouth, dude? Oh, yeah.
As they're pissing in their ass.
That shit doesn't get you hard?
No, Doug. I don't like that. I think it's gross.
I love that. That shit's fucking tight.
I think it's so gross, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I can't.
God.
Even in porn, when they start swapping jizz from mouth to mouth or some shit, I'm just like, ugh.
Fucking put it on me.
Yeah, I can't do it. I think it's because when I was learning about sex, you know, like as a little kid, I always had the impression that the goal or the intention was to get the lady to come. It was about her pleasure, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was like right in the height of the whole feminism thing in the 90s. So like
we shouldn't get that far, actually.
Anything that indicates that that she's feeling it and that she's into it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it will make me.
Yeah. You know 100%. What I mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
100%. Rock solid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, dude. I get that, too.
Like, my last chick that I was with, the thing that would make me bust if we were fucking, it was if she's right in my ear fucking singing. You know what I mean?
Singing?
Well, I mean, you know.
God bless America.
Yeah, that's hot.
Singing does turn me on, dude. If a chick can sing, I'm rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a talented gal will fucking...
You know what turns me on, too? It's like the sucking of the earlobes. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is good. This is a weird ass...
I think we're all going to end up having sex today, dude, with each other.
I got my dick sucked like an hour ago. Was that
did you really?
Yeah.
I jerked off twice today.
I see.
Damn.
So just
fucking fully loaded over here.
Pedro's going to jerk off wearing that stuff right after this.
I don't know.
He's looking at himself in the mirror.
True. Send a picture. Send a video of that, too. I'll put it in the link below. You guys.
Rachel's going to wear these. Be like, why is there a hole in my crotch with these yoga pants?
What is this giant stain?
That's wild.
Yeah,
dude.
That is wild. That's a shameful. This is a shameful episode. I'm ashamed of us.
I mean, if you're a shameful person, yeah.
Yeah.
Catholic guilt, Catholic shame.
I got it, dude. I got it.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. I can rest this fucking mic right here. Does that get you hard, CJ?
No.
Resting this
He's jerked off twice. He can't get hard anymore. He's like, he has a nice soft hard.
What about this,
like
CJ?
That's starting to do it.
Yeah?
I like tits a lot, too. A little,
really?
A little like playing with the tits.
Oh, that's hot.
Well, that'll get me
going.
Oh,
yeah. All
right.
Obviously, that's kind of normal, but... I feel like it's
like
extra.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. But I feel like it's like extra, though. I'm definitely like tit obsessed. You know what I mean?
More than ass. You're a tits man over ass.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. Yeah. I mean, a nice ass will override the senses if it's going, if it's right in view and all
that. Yeah.
But I'm, you know, constantly on the lookout for tits.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
I would say the same.
It was crazy to me, dude. Like those, like when I went to go get this beer. Non-alcoholic beer, by the way. So rocked over.
Nice. One out of three.
There was a couple, a man and a lady.
Okay.
And she had booty shorts, and her ass was hanging out.
Nice.
Like, it's crazy to me that that's okay.
That's been normalized.
Yeah.
You should have had to talk with her man and be like, why are you letting your fucking hoe out?
Well, then I think about it, and I was like, he probably likes it. He probably likes the attention she gets from other dudes.
I can't get that either.
I don't understand that.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked, but...
Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's human response.
That is, yeah.
But, like, that chick, if she all of a sudden shows interest in me, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, not interested.
And, like, it's almost, like, uncomfortable for them because they're always pulling it down. I was like, hey, here's an idea. Get fucking bigger shorts.
Yeah, wear some shorts that fit.
Yeah.
Ho.
You fucking slut.
Yeah, you fucking whore.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
That's Pedro's hot take. Is it, if World War III pops off, we're right on the verge of it. World War III pops off. Are you guys going to feel any bit, like, maybe awkward or, like, damn, what the fuck were we doing?
About what?
sitting here talking about like tits and stuff, and then we're just like,
first off, you're the one talking about tits. Like, I never mentioned them.
If you look at
it, I talked about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, I talked about Shakira, I talked about Coolio.
Yeah, are you going to feel weird about any of this?
No.
Where you're like, damn, maybe we should have been paying attention or trying to do something.
Are you trying to shame us right now?
Are you trying to shame us at the end of the episode?
Seriously, you're trying to shame us because we're like sitting here chilling.
Can you answer the question?
Not giving a fuck about World War III possibly breaking out?
Yeah.
You're trying to shame us. This is what you do. This is what he does every episode.
He's hoping for World War III.
I know, dude. He just can't wait.
Just so I can be like, told you.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, see? Yeah. Shouldn't have had your jobs.
No, I don't think I'll feel fucking...
I don't think so.
What was the question?
You don't have any regret about not paying attention? You know what I mean? Like, if
dude,
you're...
we're paying attention, but what, like, what can we... We already sent him billions of dollars and arms. What do you want me to... Like, what? I don't know what to do.
You did that?
No, I said we, and then... But what do you want me to
Who's
do?
Who's we?
The America. United States.
I would not have Cheers. Done that if it was up to me.
Well, obviously, but it's not, is it? Because you have no choice in the matter.
Feels pretty dumb, doesn't it? You idiot.
Caring about it? Jeez.
Yeah, dude. So you fucking stupid. Care. The fact that you have no choice in the matter to me is the problem. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's weird to me that it's so brushed off, that we're so disconnected from it. And looking back in history, I feel like we're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck were we doing? What were we even thinking?
Yeah. Break it down for me, dude.
Being so nonchalant about everything and like not even paying attention, really.
Maybe, know? Or maybe we're just trying to enjoy our life because we also don't know it's going to happen.
Why would you if you're...
We don't know it's going to happen. You're just saying. It's like the same thing of like Y2K or any world. Like, we're always on the fritz of like some end of civilization or
Y2K
something happening.
Right.
So it's like, or you live in fear and keep on being like, no, next year's going to happen.
But every empire
happen.
Does come to an end at some
everything.
Point.
And
you know
what I mean?
I hope we do, dude. I hope we do. Did you fart?
I'm skin this camera. Nice. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to feel dumb, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm just going to look dumb. And
what do you think you would feel if World War III happens and we can't continue living our lives the way we do now? And everything gets
adapt
way,
and overcome.
Way
adapt
worse.
And overcome. That's what humans do.
All right.
What do you mean? What are you laughing, dude?
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you think? What do I think I would feel if we can't continue to live our lives?
Yeah, if things get a lot worse and there's a lot of...
What do you mean by a lot worse? Like war?
Biden gets reelected.
Yeah, there's war. Maybe you have to kill somebody.
War
maybe
in the
people
States.
That you love are blown up in front of you. You know what I mean? Maybe you're sent to a fucking land
obviously
that you,
would
you
suck,
know nothing
dude.
About.
Yeah.
But what do you think you're going to think about this time?
Why are we future tripping, dude?
Yeah, you're making up scenarios that aren't happening. Dude.
Yeah, this
when
is your problem.
Happen, we'll get over it when it happens.
I don't know, man. What are you going to feel?
I'd probably feel what I'm saying right now. I'd be like,
which
I can't
is?
Believe that we were so complacent with everything and that there wasn't mass rioting.
And where's that feeling going to get you, dude?
Blown
what do you
up.
Mean, where's
blown
it going to get
drone.
You?
Blown up by a drone.
Okay.
Blown up by a drone, dude.
On Halloween, dude. Blown
yeah,
up by a drone
yeah,
on Halloween.
There is mass complacency, I will say that. Yeah, and I'm part of the problem, for sure. Yeah. I will say that.
Same.
But LTD, dude.
Yeah.
I think it surprises me most because I'm the one who's just like, you know, fucking off pursuing art and bullshit and have really no ties or anything. And you guys are the ones with families to like think about the future for. And you're like, why are you future tripping, dog?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Also, like rioting hasn't helped. I mean, maybe.
Hasn't helped what?
For whatever riots you're going to, dude. Like the BLM riots, protests, all that shit
work,
hasn't
dude.
Helped.
They made a lot. They got bought 4 houses.
The CEO's fucking loaded. So
that's a good point, dude.
Yeah.
It works
really.
For some people, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, yeah.
It's mobilized a fuck ton of people. You know, BLM was effective in some way. Maybe not the way that its supposedly intended purpose was, but it does do something. You know what I mean? It moves the needle in some way.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here. We're moving the needle. Okay?
Yeah, dude. Pedro's moving my needle, dude. Just fucking tits.
No, you're cut off. All right? You're criticizing me too much,
dude. Don't be mad at him. Give him some.
I'm pretty mad.
Let's DoorDash some mac and cheese from Boston Market.
Is there still Boston Markets out there?
Yeah. You used to be one down the street.
Right there in the corner. Now it's a Starbucks.
There's one at
their like mac and cheese blows.
Where is it?
Like off of Bell and like Third Street.
Mm. I'm gonna go blow it up later today.
Mark my words.
Mark my words.
Blow up the Boston Market.
And if they say anything, I'll be like, it's because I'm trans.
Courtesy of the local jail.
All right, guys. Well,
was that it? I feel like we ended on a downer, dude.
It's all right. It's Halloween, dude. Welcome to the haunted house of life. All right.
Amor.
We'll see you next week.
Happy World War III.
Was defecating and was throwing the defecation at you.